Good morning, everybody. This is Liam on Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm so glad to be back on the air this week. I was gone last week because last Monday night I was up incredibly late doing homework, and I knew I was just not going to be up on time to come do my show, so I was very bummed about that. But I'm back this week, and I'm very excited because I have fun stories to share from the eclipse this weekend. I'm especially excited because, Moon Songs is the name of my show, and I lined up some classical stuff, especially one of Gustav Holst's planets movements, because I felt like that was appropriate for the eclipse. I actually was up in Vermont this weekend. I drove up and stayed with my aunt in the very northern corner of Vermont, right by Canada. So right in the path of totality. And it was a good 3 minutes where the sun was completely blocked and it had the halo around it. And it was very, very cool. Absolutely worth it. The only downside was that it took 4 hours to get there, which is fine, but then it took 10 hours to drive home last night. Like, we left at 4 p.m., and we got back at 2 a.m., and we were originally supposed to get back at 8 p.m. It was a little bit crazy. Would not recommend, but it was a lot of fun, and we had an interesting time with Waze sending us through every back road in the state of Vermont. Trying to avoid I-89, so that was kind of cool, but I'll share more later. But for now, here is Symphony No. 9 in D minor by Beethoven, and this is Ode to Joy. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons, Movement 1, Allegro non molto, performed by the Silverwood Quartet, which I believe, is two violins, one cello, and a flute. Definitely a flute. Definitely at least one violin. Not so sure about the other two. Don't quote me on that. But I chose that one because I have never heard flute played so precisely and clearly. I mean, the tiny little, it must have been 32nd notes that flautist was playing was just incredible. And I'm very, very impressed. I myself played trumpet all through middle school and freshman year of high school. And I must say that the middle school flute section was not quite as good as that performance we just heard. Next up, we have a song by the Avett Brothers, who were my soundtrack on my 10-hour drive home last night. And the song is Live and Die.
Just one moment, and you can say goodbye to how we had it planned. Fear like a habit, run like a rabbit out and away through the screen door to the love you and more. I want to find you and more. Where do you reside when you're high? How can I find you? 'Cause I want to send you and more. I want to tempt you and more. Can you tell that I am alive? Let me prove it. Same. Live like
You just heard I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore by Lucy Dacus. I love Lucy's voice. I think she has such a cool sound. And I also love, of course, she is part of Boy Genius, one of my favorite bands, which I'll play one of theirs next. But first, it is time for the PSA. And today's PSA is about blackout emergency preparedness, which I felt like was appropriate for having the eclipse yesterday and how the sun was blacked out for a little while. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'm really curious what everyone else did for the eclipse yesterday. I know a lot of people stayed on campus here at Tufts. I know a lot of people went up to Vermont or Maine. I know of a few people that were in Texas or Indiana. So I don't know. I'm going to be asking around today, seeing where people were. Because it was apparently the last total eclipse in the U.S. for the next 20 years. I think the next total eclipse even near us is 2027 in Greenland. So it was a pretty unique event, and it was pretty cool. So I'm curious to see what other people did to celebrate or observe, or just, well, maybe it was just a normal day for some folks. But anyways, next up is Me and My Dog by Boy Genius.
I wanna hear one. Tea Baba.
Around. It's a circle of love.
If you're just now joining us, that was Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor, Movement 2 Adagio Sostenuto by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff. We'll go with that. And that's just a really beautiful piece. And I feel like there's a little part in there that is put to music or put to words in some Broadway show. Maybe it's in Les Mis or something. There's a little piece where, I don't know, something in that movement reminded me of something in a Broadway show. That's basically all I can say definitively. Anyways, I hope everyone's Tuesday is off to a good start. The sun has fully risen at this point. I can see it's nice and sunshiny outside. It's looking like it's going to be warm today. I think last I checked it was going to get up to 55 or 60 to get it today. Full sun. I am going to try to get in a run this evening. If not that, then at least go for a walk or something in between classes. I do have a very busy day today. I have a lot of classes and then a lot of homework that I need to catch up on. So I'm sure I'll be spending plenty of time in the SEC. For those of you who don't know, it's the Science and Engineering Complex, which is where I do all of my homework. I'll be spending plenty of time in there, cranking stuff out, probably get a coffee or three or five, we'll see. But it's going to be amazing and super productive. And honestly, I'm kind of looking forward to today. And hopefully I'll be able to get some work done outside if the weather cooperates. To end things today, I just have one more song. And that is Gustav Holst's The Planets, Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity. And with that being said, this is Liam, and you are listening to Moon Songs on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you all have a good rest of your week, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you.